Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery. Hello, hello. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, and that's 1 p.m. Pacific. It's my pleasure and honor to be here today. I'm going to share with you my messages for the upcoming week and also take listener calls at the halfway mark. Now, depending on the number of callers, will be the length of my show. It's usually 1 hour long, and the replays are always available at Blog Talk Radio page, Let's Ask the Angels, and also at Apple and Spotify podcasts. So I'm also having a free event, a Zoom online Angel Circle on April 29th. The registration details are here at my Blog Talk page, my website, my Facebook page, or even Instagram. So you have to pre-register to get the Zoom details. It's a 1 hour event on Wednesday, the 29th at 7 p.m. So again, you want to pre-register so you can get the Zoom details. And we're going to be doing a very lengthy healing 12 chakra meditation. We're also going to be receiving messages from some angel cards for the whole group, what the energy is there. And we're going to talk about being empowered during these times, inspired and motivated. What's it going to take? And a little bit of background about what my ideas are about what's happening in the world. So that's Angel Circle, a free online Zoom event on April 29th, and you must pre-register so you can get the Zoom login details. Okay, so if you're new to me, my name is Barbara Calvano, and I'm an angel intuitive, angel therapy practitioner. I'm certified in angel card readings and other modalities. Also, I'm a life coach. I have over 30 years of experience in taking personal development courses here in New York City. I'm married 30 years, so I bring that to my coaching also, and I'm also a union actor and an artist. So I bring creativity and also relationships are very strong things that I coach in. And sobriety, yes, sobriety, 29 years. So I bring my experience, strength, and hope about what it takes to stay sober in this world. And during these times, some of us may need a little extra support in that area. So this week, again, I am giving you the upcoming messages, and I was using three cards, but lately I'm choosing one card, and this is from the beautiful deck. I've been really enjoying it, the White Light Oracle Guidebook and Cards by Elena Fairchild. And the card that I pulled is Shaktipat of Seahorse. So if you don't know what Shaktipat is, I'm going to explain that to you. And what would Seahorse have to do with what we are going through? So one of the things I like to do is pull an angel card, oracle card, and share with you how it complements, how it enlightens what the energies are in the world right now. And between you and me, things are kind of heightened, or I can blatantly say we are on the verge, we are in the midst of a great awakening. I'm not going to go too much into detail right now, but I will do that on my at the Angel Circle. We are in a times of huge, huge transformation. And what transformation usually means, as I've spoken about this before, is something changes, but it turns into something that's unrecognizable. So what we are going to create is something unrecognizable. So to try to think we're going to go back to normal might confuse you a little. We want to go back to feeling relaxed and at ease and joyous and, you know, in that energy. But if you and I were to take a look, many structures are crumbling, they're changing, they're dissipating, they're falling. And it's not a time, no, it's a time to be exactly where you're at. So most of us are in any different levels of grief. There are two charts that I saw, the five levels or seven levels. So we are in different places in regards to our emotions. And one way is not better than the other. though I must say, if you can be in a place where you feel empowered so that you don't feel so stuck or so deeply rooted in lower energies like depression, you know, so that you're immobilized, that is the better choice to try to step up the ladder of emotions. So we are all in different places. And why is that? Because we all have different ancestries, we have different lineages, we have different reincarnated states, but mostly we bring everything of who we've ever been to this life. And right now in this life, we're facing certain things. And those things are the very things that we need to face. Makes common sense. So for many of us, that is fear, panic, but mostly fear. And if you're able to process this fear, and that's one of the things that I'll talk about more intensely, deeply in the angel circle, is how can you be present to all those emotions, especially fear? And this, my friends, is not just the fear from this life, though that is the most important life we want to be with. This is the life. But oftentimes we are reliving fear from past lives also. So it can be really, really huge. It can feel really almost insurmountable, almost way too overwhelming, but it's big. And the more you can be present to it, the more you actually can disappear it or complete it, as we would say. So it's a time of being present to your emotions. So if you want to harness the energy of this transformative time, I really highly suggest to do what I've been talking about for 8 years here on Blog Talk Radio. Do it with awareness. Do it with consciousness. Try to do it sober so you are present. Yeah, it doesn't feel good, but it's better to feel it all because you very well may identify certain times in this life where this is reminding you of where you don't have control. There's no certainty. You have to live in confusion. Yeah, many of us have had moments of like that in our childhood. And many of us have had this in past lives, and especially the one big past life of Atlantis, which I will talk about the angel circle some more. So what I can say is that it's a powerful time that if you can be present as possible, and that's why I work with the angels, because the angels allow me to get to the subtle details, the subtle points of being present and aware versus just, you know, trying to be happy all the time, which is not the point. But yes, we want to try to be in a state of joy. And you can be joyful at the same time everything is falling apart around you. You know, not happy-go-lucky, but there is a way to be present, mindful, and that will help you get on that unemployment website or help you get through that paperwork for that loan or the next thing. All the different things that we need to be present to. Because if we just bring that fear energy to any of those things that we are trying to address, anything, watch what's happening. A lot of obstacles, right? A lot of obstacles. So the best thing we can do is be present and learn how to be detached at the same time, fully present to this huge emotions that we're all feeling. And as you can do that, you will move through those levels easier and with more grace and ease. Now, 30 years ago, I was telling my husband, hell no, I'd be like hitting every liquor store. Like, I just need some wine to get through this thing, this quarantine, or some vodka or something. It's really different to be fully present and sober. Mind you, I love my chocolate. I love my chips if I need something salty. But to be in a mindful, conscious, aware state, right? 400% increase in sales in all liquor stores right now. And, you know, I smell a lot of pot in my neighborhood. So I know people are needing whatever they need to get through this. And that's okay. But if you're ready to embrace what I call the big enchilada, there's something to be harnessed right now that's going to help us, especially those of us who are teachers and healers, or people who want to create new careers because some of their old careers are not going to be back again. Some work, there'll be some areas in the workforce that probably won't come back. And if you've been working on that something on the side, getting your certifications in Reiki, in crystal healing, sound healing. There is a reason why you did all that. And my friends, it's because of this time that's approaching that we're in right now. This is the time. So let me tell you the message that I got this week from the card here. And I'm going to read from the booklet also because Elena writes it so well. Shaktipat of Seahorse. Now you're going to get to how this all applies to what's going on right now. As you embrace your inner essence, you will be at peace with who you are, including your vulnerability. So that's what I'm talking about. It's okay to feel it deeply, whatever you're going through, because this is the time where everything, the big fear release is happening. If you're not through it already, it's like the big tsunami of emotion. You're probably riding the waves of the big fear release. If you have no, most of you who would be listening to this or watching it probably have some practices to measure and to address lower energy so that they just don't swallow you all up, right? So it's a time, a powerful time, that if you can be conscious and aware, you're going to have a miracle. They're going to have a miracle and an awareness that you never had before about who you are, what's inside of you, the abilities you have to bring forth and to help create this whole new world, which definitely we are doing right now. So as you embrace your inner essence, you will be at peace with who you are, including your vulnerability, and no longer see the need to conform to social ideals which have no true resonance for your heart. You are encouraged to trust your intuitive recognition of which environments and relationships harmonize well with you, supporting your spiritual growth and well-being on all levels. We're talking about all levels right now. You have the innate capacity to manifest, relax, and you shall attract all you need. How easy is it to relax right now? Not that easy, right? It's not. But if we can relax, and that's why I say bring in all your practices, use everything that you've ever learned. My goodness, use your sage, use your incense, use your mantras, use your crystals. Take your salt baths, eat really well, do your yoga and meditate. You will be able to ride the waves of this energy because we're also connecting to the energies of everybody around us. Lots of fear, lots of sadness, lots of turmoil. So it's really important to use everything we've ever learned at this time. Volatile or overly restless seas compromise the well-being of the seahorse. Let's talk about this card. Such intensity drains their energy, focusing them to go against their naturally gentle way of being. They thrive in environments that are calm and accommodate their slow, graceful movements. Rather than aggressively hunting, seahorses patiently wait until what they need comes their way and they actively receive it. Seahorse has a relationship of commensalism with seagrass and coral. Commensalism is the medicine of connection, protection, and stabilization. In such a relationship, we receive what we need without being parasitic. There's going to be a whole new way of relating. We already see it happening. First, we see what doesn't work. We see it everywhere. Then we see people coming forth, energies coming forth to create new ways of connecting. In such a relationship, we receive what we need without being parasitic. We intelligently seek out sources that naturally support us rather than attempting to manipulate someone or something to be other than what it is. So we're really addressing all the lies in our own lives and in the lies that are in the world. In this case of the seahorse, as it hides from predators in the seagrass and steadies itself on coral, neither seagrass nor coral are harmed. The symbiotic relationship of seahorse and its helpful friends reflect the supportive nature of the relationship between soul and spirit. Spirit will provide whatever support the soul requires to thrive. I'm really going to say it again. Spirit will provide whatever support the soul requires to thrive. So if you are really freaked out about what's going on, how you're going to be supported. Again, we go back to what can you do to get back in touch with your spirit to regain that connection? It doesn't have to be lengthy or a big ordeal. Just notice, am I connected to my spirit? If you're really flailing and upset, you're probably disconnected. Okay? So in Greek myth, the seahorse is Hippocampos, which translates as the horse of the sea, known both as steeds of the gods and benevolent creatures who prevented sailors from drowning or becoming lost at sea. Seahorse is our guardian when we are going through challenging times, especially on an emotional level. Now, Shaktipat. Some of my friends know what Shaktipat is and have received Shaktipat. I've received Shaktipat, and it's a word that if you don't know the meaning of, I would research it. There's a possibility, enlightenment, and a lot of people don't talk about it enough because the concept is almost too magical, or it's in disbelief that you could have just the glance of a master looking at you, or you looking at a photograph of a master, an enlightened master, an ascended master, and have everything about you and all your energy shift instantly. Shaktipat exists. And when you have an experience, it is transformation on steroids. It's like 1,000 times. You're not the same. You have a softening deep within you that you are more trusting of life than you ever could imagine. That's one of the experiences I feel when you receive Shaktipat. So it's a transmission of grace. It is an enlightening gift of energy that enables mastery. Who wants mastery right now? What would mastery give you? The ability, again, to go through every obstacle that's in your life right now. And this is what we are being presented with, the opportunity to see our own mastery when we connect to those who have the ability to support us, angels, archangels, gurus, your higher power, connecting with someone higher other than yourself. That's how I work. Because once I learned how to do that, my whole life changed from feeling like it was in black and white to full range color. And when I say that, I mean the ability to feel trust that things will work out no matter what happens. And I've had many experiences from either having to apply, go through bankruptcy, having been held up by gunpoint here on Queens Boulevard in Queens. Me and my husband were okay, but going through that experience, going through experiences where a cousin's child committed suicide, adult child. I mean, these are moments that many people may have and more. How do you recover? How do you recoup? So here we go. Shaktipat of seahorse empowers us to instinctively seek environments that are conducive to our well-being rather than damaging ourselves by trying to adapt to external situations or societal values. I'm going to say this again because this is what we're really going through, the way many of us have been going through our lives. Many of us, businesses, families, going through a way of struggle, a way of being not in touch with what's really good for us because we're afraid to go against family tradition or break away from, the need for approval is so strong for people that they will go through their whole life and continue families, even families traditions where people really aren't happy, whether it's running the family business or doing something that's just not who the people are, who you are. That to walk away, to say no to it in this life would be too painful, too traumatic. But it's time to be your authentic self. And it's time we are giving the perfect situation to boldly go towards your dreams. It may not look like it, but we are in the midst of that. So here we go. It teaches us that we are enough. That we have the innate spiritual magnetism to attract what we need in our lives. We gravitate away from falsehood and toward authentic being. Named for its seahorse-like shape, the hippocampus is the neural center in the human brain. It helps us navigate our way in the world and find where we can thrive and best avoid negative influences. So we're seeing negative influences everywhere. And probably many of us who are in quarantine, you know, you're spending a lot of time alone. So you're probably noticing your thoughts in a way that you haven't in a long time, especially if you're trying to do it a little with some self-awareness. You know, if you are numbing yourself, you're probably not going to get the gift of the pain, because there is a gift from being in your emotions and what you're going through. Not like we're going to sit in it forever for the next 20 years, but like, whoa, what is this experience teaching me? Be a very good question. So it helps us navigate our way in the world and find where we can thrive and best avoid negative influences. So you are encouraged now to consider what is natural and best for you to be honest and authentic, even in your vulnerability. We need to get vulnerable so we can be honest and truthful in our relationships, in our work, in the world. And this is almost happening vicariously, where we see so many situations that are out of balance. Out of balance. Financial systems, the planets, the earth systems, our health systems. So the world can seem unfriendly or unsupportive at times, but this oracle reassures you that as you honor who you are, you will naturally find friends and attract supportive assistance to obtain all that you need to thrive. So the healing process mantra prayer is, I trust in the uniqueness and sacred beauty, higher purpose, and perfect inner potential that I am. I surrender into the unconditionally loving acceptance spirit has for me, and heed the encouragement to be my true self. I do not need to adapt, compromise, or alter myself to be like anyone else. My true nature is divinely designed, and I seek to cast off ego concepts like tattered old clothes, standing peaceful, luminous, and unshackled in my own true nature. From that place of truth, I feel connected to my heart. I can easily attract all I desire from this place of authenticity and integrity. May all beings know such peace, comfort, and love. So that's our message for the week. Mostly what I see is that when we are willing and present, we can have that Shakti pot, which is the grace of energy come through us so that we can trust more and have faith more. Be present in what you're going through, and also know that it's okay to feel good even when things are falling apart around us. Some of us have guilt that if others are suffering, that we cannot be happy. And oftentimes this is also like a family pattern that we could possibly now break. It is okay not to be depressed, even though other members of our family are depressed, because that may be their dharma. That may be their path in this lifetime. And also that each and every one of us has chosen where we're going to be right now. So whatever you're doing, whatever job that you're doing, and there are people who are frontline workers, that's their dharma. That's what they chose. Or they chose to be this type of worker or that type of worker. And we each have a certain amount of ability to transform it. It's going to take willingness. It's going to take an ability to really dig deep and say no, 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 no to what's not authentic for oneself. Even my own mother was an immigrant when she came to this country, and she didn't speak English when she had me. She's from Japan. And she had a sixth grade education. My father had a high school education. And they both found their way. You know, they're both from different countries. My father from the United States, my mother from Japan. And they found their way, and things were not easy. But today, my mother has four children that all completed college, three of them with higher master's education, and really, really great jobs. And what I mean by that is that, I mean, she was willing to say no to what didn't serve her, what didn't acknowledge her, and find and visualize success and aim for success, but aim for joy mostly. So whether, and my mother was a maid. My mother was a maid on an Air Force base in Japan. So she cleaned for wealthy people. And she did that before she met my father. So what I'm saying by that is this, you could be in any situation. And we all have, on a certain level, we do have an ability to shift our abundance. But it's going to take something. And one of the first things it's going to take is the, you know, when I talked about in the reading, is to find new friends. And you might have to leave old environments. So when my mother left Japan, her family pretty much disowned her. And my American family really didn't want to have anything to do with my mother, who was an immigrant from Japan. So they, my parents were willing to go for their what they was really authentic for themselves. And not have the family unit for like 7 years. So what I'm saying is that there may be some choices that some of us may need to make at this time in order to break free once and for all certain energy patterns that will allow you to go towards your destiny. Some of you may not have that problem, but for some of us, it is one of the life lessons to say, no, that is not who I am. I'm going to step away from an inheritance, step away from support from family in some manner. But the ability to follow one's heart is so bright right now. It's like ridiculous. And that's what this whole new beginning is about. We can be authentic, and the angelic realm, ascended masters, your higher power will support you in your growth. So that's the main message for the week. Now, at this time, I'm going to go off of Instagram and Facebook, and I'll go just directly to the radio show. And you can call in for reading. It's 424-675-6837, or go on the chat at the website here on the computer and get on the line for a reading. So thank you so much for joining me on live, either on Facebook and Instagram. I'll take one moment to turn you guys off. Thank you again. Oh, my angel circle, please join me if you feel inclined. Wednesday, April 29th at 7 p.m. The registration details are on my bio on Instagram and at my website, B. Calvano Coaching, and here on my blog talk page. You want to register so you can get the details to log in. It's a one-hour event. We're going to do a really deep, deep clearing, energy clearing, and also pull cards for the whole group that are there to really support us on being motivated, inspired, and uplifted, no matter where we're at right now. Okay, my friends, thank you. Okay, my radio show will be right with you. Okay, my friends, thank you so much for joining me. And let me just take this down. Okay, so right now I'm going to just take a little sip of water and ready to do some readings for you. Now, again, if you're new to me, then I do short mini readings here on the air that are free. And if you'd like to book a session with me, I do have them. You can register, subscribe at my website, purchase a reading anywhere from 15 minutes, half hour to 1 hour. And I have a special right now that's regularly for 1 hour is $150. It's $104. And we can do it on Zoom. We can do it on Skype. We can do it on Facebook, FaceTime, or even just a regular phone call. And there we do at least 10 cards. And we can cover several different areas of your life. And we do an energy clearing. And also we can find out like what are the angels trying to say to you that you might not be noticing as clearly. And once you find out, you're much more able to, what I like to say is move forward or take the actions that you know would really make a difference for you. All right. So here we go with area code 303. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hold on. Hello there.
Oh, hi. I wasn't expecting to be first. That was a surprise to me. I always enjoy the show, but the deck today sounds really cool.
Yes. It's good. You can get it on Amazon. Yeah. Elena Fairchild, I have almost all of her decks, but this one's really,
yeah,
really special right now.
Yeah. I like it. I like the imagery. Well, you know, from what you're describing. So I'm intrigued. So, we are all kind of forced into stillness or pause or however you'd like to call it. And I have a lot of family issues that a family issue that I'm trying to take this time to really sort through it in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I also would really like to, I feel like I have like two sort of not conflicting, but challenging forces going on within me. One is the grief and the rage around a family member. And then the other side of me wants to just forget it all and sit and just really start being creative.
Mm-hmm.
I love to write. I feel like I have neglected my own writing. In fact, I know I have for way too long. So this is a perfect opportunity to do that. I kind of would like to know what either you're picking up or what a card might have to say about either of these two sort of forces that are really predominant with me right now. And I just don't know, you know, how to handle it.
Yeah, sure. And what did you say your name is? Because I missed it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allison. I didn't tell you.
Oh, yeah, Allison, you did say that. So, Allison, are you the one who emailed me also?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, about the
Colorado? Angel.
That's an old phone number. That's an old phone number. I don't live in Colorado anymore.
Okay.
I live, I kept the number because I like my number.
Okay.
But I left there 9 years ago.
Okay. All right. So, very good. So, you kind of answered it yourself. All right, so I want to pull a card, but here, those two things are definitely entwined. Now, you've got a family issue that I don't know exactly what happened, but oftentimes what we do as creatives is that we distract ourselves in another person's life instead of honoring our own life. So you're very clear. I really feel you're very clear that it's now or never.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to face your own life. And then at the same time, you want to see what can be done about that situation over there, right?
Right.
And
Correct.
You don't, you and many, many people are really feeling this right now because we're in a situation like, oh my gosh, what if this was it? What if I spent my whole life avoiding what I really wanted to do, and I'm in this fight, argument, upset with a family member, and that's been my obsession or my predicament or my focus for all my life, right? So I'm saying your spirit is talking to you like, you know, you don't want to go to your grave that's what you did with your life. So start writing, start what you need to do. Notice if you are allowing it's kind of a codependent energy, like I have to rescue that situation over there before I can take care of myself. But that's not true. It's just a habit that we may have developed over time. So give yourself the opportunity to start your new writing project and whatever it's going to take to heal that situation. It might be a confronting phone call. It might be ignoring it, knowing that these people are never going to change, but you're going to love them from a distance. It may be, you know, depending on what the situation is, all right? For many, a conversation by phone, in person, you know, if possible, but you're not going to do that right now, but confronting a family issue is probably one of the most powerful things you can do. But yet, for many people, it's not the right time. I had to confront a family issue this past December 31st, and it took me, I'm not lying, it took me a good 30 years to ask the question, because my therapist said it wasn't necessary for me to get the details, but then all of a sudden it was time for me to open my mouth. And out of that, I completed the cycle of energy drain. I was done. I was a different person after that phone call. So you're going to find out what the angels are wanting you to do. Honestly, whatever you're most scared to do is probably what you should do. So many people are afraid to talk about things with their family, and that is like huge, major, major energy leak. It is the number one energy leak. So one thing you can practice by writing it down on paper. You're going to be writing anyway. You're going to write a short story about it, you know, or you'll know what to do, because I'm feeling that you've been already nudged by the angels to take an action. And if the action is to ignore it for now, then you ignore it. You just step away from it. Because there are many of us who have dysfunctional families. We kind of like signed up for it so that it could help train us to be more spiritual. And I don't like the word just spiritual, but to be more empowered in this world. So we actually created situations where we would have to learn how to have integrity and how to be authentic, how to walk away from situations that are just holding us back. I know I left Dayton, Ohio in 1977 because I knew if I stayed there after college, I would probably I would need to have been heavily tranquilized because of all the energies that I was feeling. You know, I just needed to get out. So I came to New York City back in 1977. So you'll know what to do, and that's the angels will be with you with whatever you have to do. Now, the card I pulled for you is, it's the light at the end of the tunnel. Breathe a sigh of relief and make new plans, relocation or travel. So what I see is that, you know.
Wait, I have to tell you, this is so, so, so spot on, and it's so funny because before this whole pandemic thing came down, I was in the very, very early preparation research stage of a major relocation.
Okay, I love it.
Which got put on total hold. I mean, I have no idea when I'm going to be able to do it now.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's so spot on. It's so funny. It's great.
So I love it. And then what I see is the light at the end of the tunnel is that it's like you know what to do. Many of us know what to do. Your guides, your higher power have given you, it's like a beautiful folder that has the instructions on what to do. But yet what many of us do is that we want a different set of instructions and we want a different solution. We don't want what's in front of us. You know, so pray on it, ask for the angels that help you find the right words if it's a conversation. And I'm telling you this because I know it's my major thing I can contribute in my whole life to anybody. The number one thing, one is that I got sober, which allowed me to do this, but to be able to confront, if you've been abused, if anyone's been abused, but we became good girls, or we also became, how do we say, we're able to ignore it to a point just to function. But then one day you wake up and you say, I deserve to ask a question. I deserve to find out for myself, for my life, what happened. And I have no memory, but I have all the physical, things that happened as a result. And at age 66, I finally asked my parents. And I don't need to go into details other than I got my answer, and it was it wasn't pretty. It was the most charged, angry conversation I've ever had with my parents. And yet I found a way to find forgiveness for myself for taking so long to ask, but I couldn't ask. I felt like I just didn't want to know what I already knew, if that makes any sense. So many of us are in dysfunctional families where things have happened And yet we kind of know, but we don't want to know, because it would end things as they are. But what I can promise you is that who you really are will get to show up, and they will love you or they won't. And that's really not our business. We have one business that we need to attend to first, and that is to our own life, our incarnated life, and the path and our talents that God gave us, so that we can enjoy our life, share with others. We are not here to be a prisoner of somebody else's dysfunction. And so many of us, for many, many lifetimes, we just lived that way. So in this time of quarantine, a lot of soul searching is happening for people who are ready for it, because this is it. This is it. Because this is the Great Awakening, and we'll either ride and thrive with it, or we will probably live in fear for the rest of our lives. And there's a choice. There's a choice. So,
I want to make sure you get on to your next caller. Mm-hmm. Is this the White Light Oracle? And then you can go ahead and just mute me so you can move on to the next caller.
Yes, it's the White Light Oracle.
White Light Oracle.
Elaine.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. I'm going to look it up. Okay. Great.
Beautiful. Okay,
Allison,
take care.
Yeah. See you in the angel circle.
Very good. See you then.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller is area code 951. What is your name and how can I help you today? Here we go. Hello there.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, doing very well today. Thank you so much, Nathaniel. So, my friend. What can we do for you today?
I want to see if you could pull a card for me.
Okay. Let me go. I'm going to stay in the same deck, the Archangel Power Tarot deck.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it's very hot in California, or at least Southern California.
It's getting warm, but it's not really that hot yet.
Okay. Okay. Okay, here we go. I feel like this. I may have pulled this card for you before, but let's see. It's the Two of Raphael, and it says, two hearts dedicated to creating something wonderful. Kindred spirits, don't give up on those you love. So either it's with a love partner, or it could even be a family, you know, a family relationship. But it also could be, when it says two hearts dedicated to creating something wonderful, you could be creating something artistic with somebody also. So that possibility of creating something magical and beautiful with another person is really, really strong. And you know, it says don't give up on those you love. So I really feel that this is like a big agape type of thing, a big love, like don't give up on people. Yeah. That's what I really see here. And did you ever study Reiki or any energy healing?
Oh, yes, many different kinds, yeah.
Okay, so here it is. It shows two people sharing that light with their hands, you know, with the white light. So it's very strong in this card that you could also, I see you helping people with it, with that ability.
Huh?
Yeah. It shows you with the hand, with the light coming out of the hand to another person. So this could be a time to bring that talent out into the world.
So do you think I might be a healer or something? Or is that,
Yeah. I mean, if you've studied it, you know, so many times people, they have certifications here and there, but they don't realize, you not only did you study it in this life, you most likely did it in past lives, because it's something that probably came easy for you, even when you took the certification. But we kind of just pushed it to the side, like, well, you know, everybody's doing Reiki right now or energy healing. But this is showing it's very strong here. It says, you know, don't give up on those you love. And that's also for yourself. Don't give up on yourself. That's what I see also here. But the energy of the hands with the light coming from the hand to another person is like really, really major in this card. So it's something to think about.
Wow. Well, thank you, Barbara. Okay.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Because you also play instruments with your hands, right? So that's energy.
Yes,
going in.
They seem
to
vibration. Very good mm-hmm. with my hands. Yeah, I play instruments, and then I do massage, and then
okay, there you go.
Yes, I like to work with my hand, work with my hands as well as something. So,
well, this is a really big thing about it's like get your hands out there into the world. You know, that's what I see. You know, and
so do you think I might be charging money for healing, or just trying
sure.
to heal people, or
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And how you do it,
all
you know,
right.
you practice.
Well,
you,
I was
you
thinking,
go
I was
slowly,
thinking about
you practice.
That because, like, well, I do massage, too, and healing,
okay.
you know, like Reiki or something. So I can talk to people and just try to see if I can line up some business that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
exactly.
A lot of people are feeling probably uncertain right now and
yeah.
probably needing some kind of, a, you know, massage or energy balancing or something.
Yeah.
So
and if you can't,
I can
yeah, yeah, and the Reiki you can do from a distance. You could do it on Zoom, or you
right.
could do it, you know, through the phone line or something. And you could, yeah,
right.
You, yeah, right. Go ahead and write out a business plan about how you would go about it. But you already have the training. That's what this card says. You are already trained in it. You're already highly trained. It's a matter of, all right, let's create a structure of how I would do this. And I say, let's just say, I welcome abundance. I welcome where that the universe will show me where I need to go, who I need to speak with, and what I need to say, and just let that flow. Let it just flow through you. I really see this happening.
Isn't that amazing how the universe is so big and intelligent that mm-hmm. it works all of us together at the same time
yeah.
and stuff? I go like, oh, that's amazing.
Yep. When, if we just get out of the
so
way.
Much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You know, and if you can join our angel circle, we'll go a little bit more deeply into what everybody's paths are right now and how we need to really.
So you have a Facebook online, a group circle?
No,
on
it's going to be it's going to be on Zoom. So if you, either at your computer
okay.
or on your phone, but you would register here at my Blog Talk page. I have a link. Or at my website,
okay.
I did send out an email, so the link is in the email, and I'll send
okay.
another one out on Monday, and or go straight to my website, which is B. Calvano Coaching, and you can register. Just click on the link, and it'll fill it out, and you'll get the information to join us on Wednesday at 7:00, and it's going to include coaching on how we can use our spiritual talents and at this time. How we can step forward.
So that's going to be 7:00 in the evening, California time?
No, that's 7:00 New York time. So that would be, what, 3 hours earlier for you guys, right?
Seven. So that's going to be 4:00.
Four. Mm-hmm.
4:00 California.
Okay.
All right. And you're in New York, right? You're in the Bronx?
Yes.
Or the,
oh,
the
I'm in Queens. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Hey, well,
you
thanks
take care.
A lot, Barbara.
You're so
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. All right, the next caller is area code 863. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello. I just signed up for your angel circle while I was listening to you talk.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. It's going to be a great gathering of energy and spiritual people and I just feel like it's going to be really important for each and every one of us to help us get clear, release, you know, what's holding us back and clarify our purpose right now. And
yes.
Yeah, I look forward
I
to it.
I definitely need that.
Okay.
I need that myself. Yeah.
Very good.
It's a little, you know, I try not to go into the fear with everything, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
the mind still wants to go there, you know, especially,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a lot of us, you know, worrying about finances and
mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of is what brought me to the angels today, hoping for a little guidance around, you know, am I going to be okay? I think that's the big question everybody's asking.
Well, so one of the things that the angels are helping, like what I spoke about earlier, is I think you got it, is that the more vulnerable you can let yourself be, let yourself feel the feelings, you know, instead of masking them. So if, you know, one, it is to tell the truth, if you feel like you are panicking or you're in overwhelm. And then the next thing is to do is how I work with the angels and I teach is to give that fear over to them. Like, all right, I'm giving you all this worry over to you and show me what I need to do next. So, or if you have to work out any applications, I don't know if you have to do that into getting the loans or the unemployment or the job or whatever you're doing, is to give the fear over to them. It's like saying, I'm giving you this, like in the reading I did today, the old tattered clothes, I'm giving you this and please take it and allow myself to be peaceful. And you can even say, I deserve to feel peaceful. And anything that you can do that you know will support you is what you have to do. So like I am also an actor and all my acting jobs, which mostly I have at this time of year, are all canceled. And I don't work all the time, but I work, you know, part-time. But they're all the jobs are in May through June and July. And they're every year. So they're all canceled. It's not a lot of money, but it's all monies that I'm not going to have. So I have the ability to apply for unemployment for that area of my income. And it's, you know, tedious, and I go through the paperwork, and I go through having to get online. Whatever you can do, ask the angels to give you support to handle that box, that thing and then that thing. And if the angels give you any other advice, the one thing they're telling everybody is get extra sleep. It's okay to sleep more than you would before. Take care of yourself. If you can go outside and get some an exercise, go outside. I have people who are afraid to go outside. I go outside every day here in New York City. I wear my mask, but get some oxygen. Get the blood moving in your body. So, you know, the overwhelm can come and go, but one of the things you want to take a look at is in the levels of fear, Google the 7 stages of grief, and you'll see where you might be at right now. For me, the whole month of March, I swear I was in shock. I was waking up like, what is this really happening? And before I knew it, it was almost a whole month. I was in shock. And then I went to the next thing of being really angry. And then, you know, now I'm in a surrendered state of, all right, I accept what's going on and what can I do? And I'm also grateful that I am where I'm at. You know, I feel for the people that are really suffering or on the front lines, but that was not my path. One, I almost became a medical doctor, but I couldn't stand the sight of blood. So years later, I'm an energy healer, you know, but I didn't become a medical doctor. So, you know, it's a matter of getting conscious and aware of what you have already. What are the things that you need to do? And then just give it over, you know, instead of, you know, I know some of us are saying the monies for the helping out the businesses are only going to go, the money will be disappeared because it's all going to go to the big business. I could think that, or we could say for me and my husband, no, we will get that PPP loan for his chiropractic business. So speak in affirmations so that you can create with the angels to support you. And I'm going to talk about this more at my angel circle. But it's really a matter of saying, yeah, I'm fearful and overwhelmed, but what can I do that will give me more security? You know, what can I do? Does this make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, I'm just taking little notes as you're talking just to remind myself later.
What can I do? Because, and also, don't watch the news. I mean, I was avoiding the news. No, March, I was watching the news a lot. That's why I was, like, feeling horrible. I stopped watching the news. I felt so much better. Then I went back and watched this, you know, the evening news again, and I felt nauseous. And I said to my husband, wow, look at how I feel, because you see all the nurses and the doctors and everyone, and you feel physically ill. I'm telling you, we can turn it off. And we can watch a little bit later, but there's something about the evening news that will, you just will connect with so much suffering. And we can be empathetic, but we don't have to connect to the feed of that much pain. All right, so it's a huge thing, but if you turn it off, you're going to feel so much better. You're gonna, but like I said, sometimes when we're in shock, we're just like, no, I got to see what's going on. I got to, you know, I got to see what's going on. And then one day you go, I don't need to see what's going on, you know. And I'm in New York City, so this has been like pretty harsh around here. Me and my husband were taking a walk the other day, and these two men were taking a body out of an apartment building. I said, that's a body in that bag. And what it's up, that person died at home. And, you know, I said to my husband, I don't need to see any more dead bodies. That's it. That's all I need. And I'm grateful that I'm not near those areas of New York where there are a lot of, all day long, it's the sirens and the ambulances, right? So be grateful for where you're at. Whatever you can do to stop the feed of fear into you, then you just have to have a new discipline. Okay, I love this for you. Divine guidance, Archangel Sandalphon. The search for the meaning of life. Consider an alternative approach, which I'm saying, and surround yourself with wise teachers or friends. So I want to say that phrase again, the search for meaning in life, divine guidance right now. So take what you're going through and journal about it if you can. It doesn't have to make sense what you're writing, but you could write about it. But know that, I'm telling you, this is probably going to be the most important time of your whole life. And it can be a beautiful time also, even though there's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that we have to handle. But you'll do much better if you're feeling less horrible. You know, whatever you can do to eliminate absorbing the drama and fear of the world, you're going to be so much better. Okay. And I go out and take pictures of flowers every day. That's one of the things I do. I just am focusing on the blooming, changing flowers in my neighborhood, you know. And wearing my mask, you know. So I hope that's helpful. Sandalphon is your angel right now. So Sandalphon is kind of like the express delivery person between you and your higher power. So your prayers are being heard. So just stay connected to your angels, your higher power. Let them know what is it that you need, and then let it go. And know that there is support, but if we keep being too fearful, we're going to block it. So we want to stay in a flow. So it's a game. And you're going to catch yourself. Go, oh, I'm blocking abundance. All right. What can I do to regain the flow again? Regain my connection so that I know I will be taken care of. And it comes from you and your heart, from your mind and your heart, between you and your higher power, that you will be taken care of. And what are the things that I can do? That are within my means, I need to take those actions. Okay?
Okay. Wow. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. Goodness gracious.
You're so welcome. That's amazing. And then we'll see you on Wednesday at the Angel Circle then, too. Going to be great.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my friend. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you. You as well. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right, my friends, that is our show. We had a little bit longer than normal readings for everyone. Thank you for calling in. And those of you who want to join us, the free Angel Circle, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Zoom. You have to register in advance so you get the Zoom details. And we'll be doing very intense deep healing meditation, 12 chakra healing, card readings for the whole group, and some inspired guidance to help us stay motivated and inspired during these times. So love you and appreciate you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend.